It's been one of the longest running questions for New Zealand business. Would Rio Tinto pull the plug on the Tiwai aluminium smelter? Well, today we found out the answer. Rio Tinto, the majority owner of New Zealand aluminium smelters, announced it was moving to close the smelter. It immediately sent power company stock prices into reverse, caused ripples through the New Zealand economy and the Southland region. Business reporter Emma Hatton has the details.
Market reaction to the news Rio Tinto plans to wind down operations at Tiwai Point and exit New Zealand by the end of the year was swift. The entire NZX Top 50 index dropped more than 1.5% upon the news, its biggest one-day fall in a month, with Ed Glennie from Hobson Wealth Partners updating RNZ on the markets at midday.
Look, as you'd expect, they have sold off quite significantly. The two that are most affected, Meridian Energy and Contact Energy. Meridian was down quite severely on the open, down about 18%. Contact Energy, the other one that's affected, is off 12% currently, down 81 cents.
The decision for the mining giant had been on the cards for years, with the price of electricity from its suppliers a well-known pain point. On top of that, aluminium prices have sunk in recent months. The smelter uses about 13% of the country's overall electricity and is Meridian Energy's biggest customer. Meridian's chief executive, Neil Barclay, says it's disappointed in the decision and what it will mean for Southland, but as a company, it will adapt.
It will impact our revenues for a year or so, but we've got a number of initiatives that we've been planning for because we knew this eventuality was a possibility. We didn't know it was a probability, but we've certainly been planning for the possibility that the smelter would exit, and we'll kick off on that plan immediately, really.
That plan is commercially sensitive, but Mr. Barclay says it will involve enhancing capacity in the North Island. Excess electricity will flood the south once Tiwai stops consuming, and getting that power up north is now an urgent priority. Transpower's Manager of Grid Development, John Clark, says it is already working on an initial $100 million project to move the surplus.
Currently, we think we'll have it complete by early 2023. We need 3 summers to do the work on the key transmission lines. Once that's happened, then that electricity is able to flow into the rest of the South Island and up into the North Island.
Neil Barclay says Meridian will be working with Transpower to get that work finished as quickly as possible.
It's now become the highest priority transmission project in the country, I believe. There will be some additional energy spilled in the Lower South Island until we actually get that transmission completed, but you're talking maybe a year two at most. So I think that's reasonably manageable in the scheme of things.
And while Mr. Barclay says there's too many moving parts to know what it will mean for average power bills, Contact Energy, another supplier, warns Tiwai's exit will see transmission costs increase because the smelter has subsidised the country for years. Its chief executive, Mike Fuge, wants Rio Tinto to reconsider.
We believe that there's a good deal on the table. We believe that the smelter is economic, and we believe that there is value in the smelter as it's 100% supplied by renewable energy from our hydros in the south.
Mr. Fuge says the exit means Contact has no choice but to defer investment in a new geothermal site at Tauhara and is considering shutting down operations in Stratford. The smelter's chief executive, Stu Hamilton, said earlier in the day there was a window before operations started to wind down in which Rio Tinto could be persuaded to stay. Neil Barclay says if that's the case, it'll be on board, but the smelter's already received its best offer.
We got to the point where we were comfortable, we'd put our very best foot forward. It seems that wasn't good enough from the smelter owner's perspective.
The government has made it clear there will be no more concessions for Tiwai Point and says it is regrettable it wants to leave New Zealand. However, it's promised it will help Southland develop new economies. For Checkpoint, Emma Hatton.